Alright guys, this is Tone, and this is On Deck, presented by Flagpole Sports. Let's get it. This is Tone. This is On Deck, presented by Flagpole Sports. And let's get into the fucking nitty gritty that is the New York Yankees and how much of a fucking dumpster fire this team has been. At the time of this recording, we are currently on a probably going to be a two-game winning streak against the Twins. And boy, did we need it, because this past week for the Yankees has left a lot of people, including me, wondering, what the fuck are we doing? What is Brian Cashman doing? What is Aaron Boone doing? And what are these players thinking? It was a bad week last week. We played a series against the Rays and a series against the Red Sox. And coming into it, you know, kind of a mixed bag. You know, this team was struggling to hit, and you knew the pitching was going to be the bright spot. But you were just hoping that, you know, maybe split these two series, maybe steal a series. And the Yankees couldn't do that. The Yankees could not do that. They play the Rays, and they split against the Rays. I don't know how they did that. But then the Boston Red Sox, the first series of the season against the Boston Red Sox happened. And let's just say, we got our fucking dicks kicked in. It wasn't even close. It was not even close. We got fucking swept. And the fucked up part is, for two of these games, we actually had to lead. There's only so much your pitching staff could do when you're hitting, when your guys are not hitting, and, you know, it brings it back to, is this team boom or bust? Are they balanced? Can they hit? And against the Red Sox, a team that they need to beat, teams like the Rays, the Red Sox, they could not hit. They just could not hit. And it's a real problem, because against American League East, and if you have any aspirations of winning the division, you got to beat the American League East. Against American League East, minus the Baltimore Orioles, we have a losing record. And it's damning. It's like not even close. Play the Red Sox. We got swept at Yankee Stadium, which is beyond fucking embarrassing. Of course, if you were watching the series, you know the big play of the series was Game 2, that Saturday game, where we had a chance, we tied the game to go to extra innings, but we could have possibly had a lead. Ronaldo Dor was up at the plate, 3-2 count, and I believe it was Barnes, the Red Sox closer, came in, and he threw a breaking ball that was a good, I think they said it was 6 inches. Probably maybe more. I don't know. I don't even think it was that close. But the umpire called it a strike. Inning was over. Yankees went to extra innings, and they lost. But the real problem was, Aaron Boone did not even bother to leave the fucking dugout to come out and argue and say, hey, that was way fucking outside. No, he couldn't do that. He sent his first base coach, who just came back off of COVID and has lost, I believe they said, 20 pounds to go fight his battles, because he couldn't be a man and fucking come out of the dugout and fight his own goddamn battles. Now again, I'm saying, as of time of the recording, we're playing the Twins right now. We won a game on Tuesday. This is a Wednesday game. And we're up right now 9-2 in the ninth inning. And when you hear this, the game will be over. And likely, unless some fucking tragedy happens, the Yankees will win, and they'll be on a two-game winning streak, scoring 9 runs in this game. And let's face it, they play good against teams outside of the division, because teams outside of the division are fucking weak. We're good enough to beat teams outside of the division. But you know what? An argument can be made that the teams in our division are the top teams. Blue Jays, all right, middle line to, you know, plus. Red Sox, lead the division most of the way. The Rays, I mean, they went to the World Series last year. I don't want to give these fucks credit, but, you know, they're performing. They're winning. They get in the games. They're scoring runs. They're pitching well, and they're ahead of us. We're sitting in fourth place. Fourth place, what, basically a third in the at this point in the season. I know it's hard for me to remember that. I don't think it's actually ever happened. I think the worst we have ever been at this position. Yeah, look, first week of the season, you lose a game, you go 1-2, you're fourth place. Who fucking cares? First week of the season. But we're talking about like a third, 40% of the way into the season. And we are fourth place? What the fuck, man? Like, seriously. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? Boone can't fucking manage. He doesn't know how to put a fucking lineup out there. I don't think there's been one single lineup that's been the fucking same since he's been a manager of this team. There needs to be goddamn consistency. Giancarlo Stanton? I mean, the guy's having a good game tonight against the Twins. But, I mean, where the fuck has he been? This guy's always injured. He's been injured for the last 2 years. He had one little run this season, and then after that, he's looked like he's fucking lost. And they're paying him $30 million to hit the ball four times a fucking game. He's not even playing the field. What are we doing here? The pitching's been solid. Kluber, of course, on the IL for 60 days. The shoulder issue that's kept him out for the better part of the last 2 years. We should hopefully, get Luis Severino back within the next month or so. And, you know, he's coming off Tommy John. You don't know what you're going to get. You don't want to push the guy too much. But, you know, if he could give you, like, 5 innings a game, solid game, I'll take that. Because then you don't have to make that trade for a starting pitcher. Because, let's face it, we don't know we're going to get back with Kluber. Kluber's going to come back, and hopefully he's going to be okay. But the realistic part, and I'm sorry for some of you who are fucking in banana land, delusional land. There's a good possibility he's not going to come back right. He's going to get injured again. And then what? They sent down Davey Garcia after one start. They'll probably bring him up at some point, which is the height of fucking stupidity, because you'd rather start a guy like Michael King, who pitched okay. He had an immaculate inning. Big fucking deal. He lost the game. And he lost 2 games for the Yankees so far. I'd rather have Davey Garcia in there over Michael King. But no, they sent him down. Still down there, still in AAA. Don't know when he's coming back, but you got to imagine at some point he's going to come back. And when he does come back, I think he could be addition to the starting rotation. The hitting side, look, Luke Voit, he's injured. They brought up Chris Gittens from minor league. He was hitting pretty well in the minor leagues. I think he was batting .280 from what I saw. Pretty solid defender. Crazy story with him and his dad, where his dad absolutely refused to see him playing minor league games and said, until you get to the majors, I ain't watching a goddamn game that you play. And to his credit, Chris Gittens, he made it to the major leagues. His father's right there to watch the game. But that withstanding, Chris Gittens, good defense and all, hasn't hit so far since he's been up. Maybe it'll change, but we'll see. And look, Luke Voit's out. You got Chris Gittens. You got LeMahieu playing first. You know, that's as best as you can hope for. The outfield situation, they've been playing Judge in center field. Here's my thoughts on that. You play the guy in right field, and look, knock on wood, knock your fucking hand on wood, he's been pretty healthy throughout the season. Hasn't really missed any time. And, you know, you play him in right field, you play him in DH, and then all of a sudden you fucking throw him in center field, and it's like, whoa, wait a minute. Center field is, like, way, way different to play than right field. And it's like, do you really want to risk throwing a guy like Aaron Judge, who's having a pretty good fucking season, actually. Do you want to risk him getting injured at this point because you want to experiment at center field because you're too fucking lazy? And by lazy, I mean you don't want to make a trade, you don't want to make a move for an outfielder. Bring up Esteban Florial. Look, there's nothing to lose at this point. You want to develop him? Let's be real, okay? In the Yankees organizational system, Esteban Florial, right now, probably the number two center fielder, all right? But the realistic part is, down the pipeline, projected in 2024, Jason Dominguez. Guy, I mean, they call him the fucking Martian. They call him the Martian because he fucking hits lasers. His defense is crazy. He's fucking 19 years old, I believe. And he's built like a fucking missile. Which is ironic because he comes from Cuba. But, listen. You're going to want a guy like Jason Dominguez up in the major leagues 2-3 years from now. Especially when 2-3 years from now, Aaron Hicks's contract is up. And you're going to want to maybe look at your options. Look, Aaron Hicks is in his 30s. He's going to be in his mid-30s by the time his contract's up. Would you rather a guy like that or a guy like Jason Dominguez, who's going to be highly touted as a center fielder, as a player hitter, to get him into the lineup? I would rather go with Dominguez. But we're getting away. Esteban Florial. What are you hurting by bringing him up at this point? Maybe he's the future of the team, but you don't know what you have until you bring him up. And this is the problem with the Yankees. We get these prospects. We should give them a couple games. Maybe do well, maybe struggle. And then they either become bait or they just die. We gotta make moves. We need a center field look. Brett Gardner, I've said it. I've said it once, said it twice, said it a million times. That's my dude. He won a World Series with us in 2009. Let's face it. He's an older guy. He's an older player that you can't expect to go out there every single game and be amazing. And of course, as I say that, he completely misplays the fucking ball in center field. Anyway, so you can't expect him to play the outfield and center field. Miguel Andujar, listen, he's been getting better. He's been hitting much better. His defense in left field is not terrible. He's not hurting the team. But he's made actually some good plays out there. I'll give it to him. But that's what you got. Clint Frazier, also somewhat picking up. And now you got to make a decision. Because right now, you're starting Gardner in center field. You're starting flip-flopping between Judge and Frazier in right. And Warren Frazier in left. And look, between the four of these guys, Judge, bona fide outfielder. Major league arm. Definitely would keep him in right field. Between Frazier and Andujar, I'd actually keep Andujar at this point. I think his hitting is far superior to Frazier right now. And I think you just got to give him a shot. I mean, he's a guy that finished runner-up, rookie of the year. And I think he could be a great addition to this team if they give him a shot. If they are giving him a shot right now and he's performing, you got to keep him in there. You make a trade. Do you sign maybe like Diamond in the Rough, which Cashman seems to love to do? Chris Davis just released by the Rangers. Everybody's like, he's gonna harp on it. He's gonna go get him. I don't know if that's the answer. But look, does this team have a bad lineup? No. Are they underperforming? Absolutely. But to say that this team is gonna come out of any kind of funk. But standing the last two games, because let's face it, I think the Twins, from watching them, are maybe worse than we are. But to say that they're going to come out of this, they're going to consistently, I think it's foolish. You can't rush the laurels. You can't take a chance. You're fourth place now. You take that chance and things don't work out. You don't make the playoffs. Then where do you go? Then where do you go? I don't know. But guess what? Time will tell. We're playing the Twins. After the Twins, we have a Friday off. It's just fucking weird. I've never seen a Major League Baseball team not play on a Friday, but somehow we have a fucking Friday off, so it is what it is. And then we play the Phillies. Play Joe Girardi, Didi, That's my boy right there. But look, anything less than, out of the five games we play, anything less than 4-1, 5-0, I consider this a complete fucking miss. We need to win at least four games, max five games, to get us back into this crazy fucking race in AL East. If we do that, I think we're right back there. Especially going into a homestand, I believe, next week. So we'll see. Till then, we'll find out what happens. It's on deck. This is Tone. And this is Flagpost Sports. Let's get it, baby.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. That I might have